Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. Have you heard the news? It might be that Musk is getting doged. Oh yes, it's a dog world. I've said it before, and hopefully I won't have to say it again. Let's take a look over here, shall we? Well, there's other bad news for him as well. Tesla drops over 10%, outpacing the market bloodbath and erasing $12 billion of Musk's wealth in just one day. So it's pretty bad news for Musk. And we're going to be looking at some of these headlines. Oh, holy smokes. Hope he didn't have any Tesla stock. And that was before the tariffs. Tesla stocks tank. So there's talk of Musk also being edged out of Tesla. Some of you are very astute and you will notice that the logo here for Tesla, you're going to tell me I'm exaggerating, but take a look at this. The Baphomet, hated to expose you to this, but this is the symbol with roots in occultism and basically is associated with, evil and the devil. And there's the goat. And here we kind of see, oh, that's pretty bad. And here, oh, that's bad. And where did we have that image? Yeah, so that's kind of interesting. And also his SpaceX has that kind of design. So we're going to be talking all about that. But before we go into that, let me thank the sponsor of our video. This is a much happier note here, and it's all about gold. And there is a Noble Gold Investments alert, and gold has surged 45% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and the S&P 500. And you can bet that stock market is still taking a tumble. This is not just another gold rally. World reserves of gold are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. And investors are losing confidence in paper gold, and they are demanding physical metal. Friends, I've been telling you about this for a long time. You can get the physical gold from Noble Gold Investments. Now, this creates a massive gap between the gold that people own and the gold that is available. So you can profit from it. It's not just about how institutions broke another system. So right now, Noble Gold has a limited supply of investment grade gold bars and coins available as banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices even higher. You can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold, and Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. Now, when you make a qualified investment, Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. So don't wait until it's too late. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com. You can turn the panic of others into your profit. Now, I'll have a link for you in the description box below, along with the disclaimer, there's always a risk of any kind of investment, as you've seen in the stock market. And of course, there's no guarantee, but get your questions answered by the experts. And here you can give them a call. And that is over at 877-646-5347. All right, friends. Ooh, let's not look at that. All right, we are looking at the headlines here, and we are seeing that Tesla is taking a dive, and we are seeing that investors are not very happy about what is going on with Musk and his lack of control, basically, and his lack of stewardship at Tesla. The headlines that I wanted to share with you, and I've got them here on my Substack, and that will be coming out for you tomorrow. Remember, that's free, and that's over at Substack. It's actually peggyhall.substack.com. And, you know, on Fridays, I like to get a little more snarky, get a little more, just off the beaten path of some of my other coverage. I'll be talking about tariffs again. Oh, yes. And here we've got a headline that says, Trump says Musk will probably leave in a few months. I'd like to know if you think that he's going to be leaving not only Doge, but if he's going to be leaving Tesla as well. I'm going to share with you some comments about an observer and analyst of Tesla and what he thinks should be done. So do you think Musk really will be doged? I doubt it. Even though the headlines are saying so, I bet that he's just going to be working behind the scenes. And I think that it's because of people like you and me that we have been exposing this we've been outing this transhumanist animal torturing charlatan. There, I said it. And his only true source of money has come from his father's emerald mines and the $38 billion that have come from the federal government in terms of contracts and loans and grants. And I've been exposing this for some time. Musk fired the very inspector generals who were inspecting all of his wrongdoings and all of his violations. So it looks like he's trying to skip town before the, how does expression go? The hit sits the fan. I think that's how it goes. So Musk is so overwhelmingly revolting to so many people that even the Trump administration had to admit that some of his bizarre chain wielding moves, some would say drug fueled moves on the stage, his antics were so off the charts that someone had to grab the hook, the proverbial hook, and drag him off. At least it looks that way. I'm just referring to my notes that you can also see in my Substack. But will Musk really be whisked away, or will he still exert his totalitarianism control behind the scenes? Was he just a front man like Klaus Nasal Schwab? You know, isn't it interesting that they have these very strange accents? It's difficult to understand them. Some would also say that was the case with Kamala, with Obama, certainly with Biden. Some would say with Trump, their sort of monotonous, hypnotic way of speaking. And I tend to agree with them that there's something strange here, that these would be the public figures that really are not that great of public speakers, in my humble opinion. So maybe Musk was just there to give us all a villain to hate, to disdain, to kind of look at. Was all of this strange chainsaw yielding song and dance a major distraction from other major destruction going on or yet to come? So let me read to you this story. It came in from the AP. I'm not necessarily a fan of the AP, but it did summarize this quite well. And there are some quotes from Donald Trump. President Donald Trump said Thursday that co-president Elon Musk, oh, I think I misread that, would likely leave the administration within a few months, the clearest sign that his most powerful and disruptive advisor will be wrapping up his work inside the government. And my commentary is that he probably will be working behind the scenes, or maybe he didn't do anything. Maybe he was the front man all along. Maybe there were others, bankers or others, maybe some billionaire buddies of Scotty Bessent and Howie Mandel. I mean, Howie Lutnick. Oh, yes, the Secretary of Commerce and the Secretary of the Treasury, whose hands are going to be held out like a trick-or-treat bag for all of the money that will be collected from these incoming tariffs that you and I are going to pay down the road. And that's going to go into the sovereign wealth fund to be invested by Howie and Scotty's billionaire buddies. Didn't you know Scotty Bessent was funded by George Soros to the tune of about $2 billion to start his own hedge fund after running George Soros' hedge fund for many years back in the 90s? That's Scotty Bessent. Oh, yes. And then Howie Mandel. Oh, excuse me. Howie Lutnick. No deal, Howie. No deal. There's no such thing as an external revenue service. And even if we had 100% tariffs on all incoming imports, which are going to shrink, by the way, it would never replace our revenue from income tax. I've already done a video on that. I'll take those excerpts out and play some shorter videos for you next week. Along with new content, I will be broadcasting live streams on Mondays at 9 p.m. Pacific. And then I will upload other videos for you every day, some short, some long, new content, and then some excerpts from my longer videos for those of you that are asking questions that I've already answered. And I understand if you don't want to dig through 45 minutes or 20 minutes of a video. So I'll have some short content for you there as well. But the point is, I've covered this about Howie and how there's no deal when it comes to the external revenue service, but this money is going to go into their coffers to invest. And of course, don't be thinking that they're going to have any of that money touch their sticky fingers or cling to the lining of their pockets. No, banish the thought. Don't think that their billionaire buddies are going to be giving them kickbacks for any kind of investments that they're going to be doing on this sovereign wealth fund. Oh, there I go again, being so negative. What some would call negative, I would call discerning. All right, back to Mush. King Mush. Trump told reporters aboard Air Force One that Ellen is fantastic, but He has a number of companies to run, and he's running them quite poorly. That's my commentary. I want him to stay as long as possible, Trump said. There's going to be a point where he's going to have to leave. Mush has spearheaded the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE. Yes, it's the same acronym for the rulers in Rome, in Venice. And of course, we know the Roman connection between so many rulers who, I guess, all roads lead to Rome. And even Mussolini loved that name DOGE so much that he took on, it's pronounced Il Duce, as I understand it. And the father of fascism had the same name. I just think it's a quinkadink. Don't go reading anything into it now. All right. The Republican president's comments came after a steady drumbeat of suggestions over the last week that Musk's time was limited. Musk also faced a setback Tuesday in Wisconsin, where voters rejected his choice's multi-million dollar choice in my commentary because he gave away a couple of million dollars to voters. Now, don't be calling that buying votes. It couldn't be further from the truth. That was just a gift. And I'm sure it wasn't rigged or set up in advance. I didn't say J.D. Vance. I said in advance. All right. I like to have a little fun on Fridays. Glad that you do too. So anywho, getting back to Mush, voters rejected his choice for a state Supreme Court candidate, despite more than $21 million in personal donations from Mush and his campaign appearance over the weekend, which was quite strange to say the least. I didn't want to expose you to that. You can look at it on your own if you like. There are more problems for the not self-made billionaire entrepreneur at Tesla, his electric automaker, which saw a 13% drop in sales in the first 3 months of the year. Okay, that came from the AP, just to give you a little scenario, a little synopsis of what's going on. Now, what's weird about this to me is that a little while ago, Team Trump told a federal judge, that Musk wasn't really in charge of DOGE after all. And that's because Trump is being sued for government-run Musk. Yes, I coined that. I think it's quite clever. He's being sued for government-run Musk. Why? Well, because the lawsuit says that Musk has such a large role in government. It's actually, there is a name for it, and it is a primary government official. I think that's what it is. It is a, I will get that name for you, but basically it's not someone that is just, you know, working as a clerk in one of the departments. This is someone that has a lot of influence, a lot of power, and a lot of authority. And he did not go through any of the Senate hearings, staged though they may be. He didn't have to go through the dog and pony show like Bob Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard and Pete Hegseth and the others. So we never found out about his financial disclosures. He never had to go on the hot seat. And many people are righteously and understandably concerned about that, that a person would be in this role with such power and authority and influence, yet just be told that he's, for us to be told that he really has nothing whatsoever to do with DOGE at all. Rather disingenuous, in my opinion. So, but that's what Trump said. Nope, Musk has absolutely nothing to do with DOGE, even though he's going to be stepping down from it coming soon. Trump said he never had anything to do with it. Apparently, Musk had absolutely zero oversight, responsibility, or connection to DOGE at all. This is where I want to share with you a couple of photos of your favorite Martian. Well, let's just go here, shall we? I'm going to share my screen. And this was the person not associated with DOGE in one of his, what many would say, a drug-fueled appearance at this KPAC meeting for, I think that is Conservative Political Action Committee, something like that. He sure loves this Baphomet sign. I'm not going to expose you to that again, but we already saw the Tesla logo, and now he's doing his as above, so below. And he does that frequently, by the way. So I go on to share that we'll talk about Musk's gestures in a moment, but how about these apples? Musk to leave Tesla? Now, this comes from Business Insider. Ross Gerber, an early Tesla backer, says it's time for Elon Musk to go. So Elon Musk's possible departure from the White House isn't what Tesla needs, says a longtime investor who thinks the brand is in trouble with the divisive CEO at the helm. Ross Gerber, and I'll show you a picture of him, and what he is saying is that just having Musk leave the White House is not going to help Tesla at all. So I don't know about this fellow. I just saw the article and I thought that was interesting because he is saying that Musk should step down from Tesla as well. So he said that, well, basically he is an early Tesla backer and he's the president of Gerber Kawasaki Wealth and Investment Management. So probably another big bucks guy. And he thinks that Tesla's issues go beyond Musk's role in the Doge office. Wait a minute. We were just told that he has nothing whatsoever to do with Doge. The White House, for its part, has denied a political report that Musk will depart in the coming weeks. But Gerber told Business Insider that it didn't matter either way and that the electric vehicle maker needed a new leader and to distance itself from Musk altogether. By the way, he shouldn't worry because the federal government has placed an order, which I exposed in a video some weeks ago, for about $500 million for Musk to provide armored electric vehicles to the government, to the State Department. How do you like them apples? Oh, no conflict of interest whatsoever. Don't worry that he fired the inspector generals looking into his wrongdoings. There's nothing wrong with his contracts at all. So this fellow says with Tesla, it's simple. You get another face of Tesla. It could be anybody, any CEO, anybody who's in the middle, who's a great communicator, just like Musk, who refocuses people on what Tesla really does, Gerber said, adding that the company needed to take measures to reorient its identity around things other than Musk. I've been saying this for years. He said, Tesla needs to be Tesla. He thinks that the company's brand issues aren't just related to Musk's work with Doge and the White House. He said that there are other controversies related to Twitter and his posts related to Jewish people and transgender people. This is what he's saying. My anger doesn't come from the fact of his haphazard way of slashing the government, Gerber said. My anger rises that he says incredibly insulting things to people constantly. What say you, friends? All right, let me tell you about Tesla's stocks tanking, and I'll give you all the details in the Substack. But I asked Giggle what they had to say, and Tesla's stock has experienced a significant decline, plunging over 30% in the first quarter of 2025, its worst performance since 2022, and its third biggest decline for any quarter on record. It's because of weak demand, rising interest rates and concerns that Musk is focusing on other ventures. So there's weak demand. People don't want these vehicles. You know, in California, they're all over the place and I can't figure out why. In Florida, they are very few and far between. So just Monday, right? I'm filming this on Friday. On Monday, Tesla shares fell by another 15%, marking its biggest single day decline since September in 2020. And then on Tuesday, they closed down another 8.4%, down 25% year to date. So my question is this. Where will Elon go after he leaves Tesla and after we can say good riddance to him in the federal government? Let's take a look here, shall we? Oh, my not so favorite Martian. There he is. What say you? Will he be going to Mars? Because, you know, it's so easy to get to the moon, isn't it? It's so easy to get to the moon that we haven't been back to the moon because the technology was lost or something. But, you know, I thought it was interesting that the man on the moon could call somebody like on a landline and tell them they were on the moon. In my neighborhood, my calls drop all the time because I don't get very good reception. I also thought it was interesting that somebody else was on the moon first because they were taking pictures of the moon landing. I'll just let that hang there. So it is strange to me that people are cheering on this fantasy of colonizing Mars. You know, Musk has these t-shirts, colonize Mars. As I say, it's so easy to pass through the Earth's filament above our non-spinning plane. Oh, I can see your eyeballs rolling all the way from here. I've talked about this in the past. And even If we could, how in the non-spinning world, yes, I said it, would spending billions of dollars on space travel actually benefit we the people here on Earth? How would that serve our needs and our priorities? Inquiring minds want to know. None of that ever made sense to me. And of course, none of this ever made sense to me either. Let me share my screen again. And this comes directly from my Substack. And this is a picture of Ellen's Tesla in space. There it is. Yes, a rocket car with a robot. Who took that picture? Oh, he said, Mush said, you can tell this is real because it looked fake. Gaslighting at its best, or should I say worst, friends. Yeah, this is the gaslighting coming from the man throwing out the Nazi salute. Oh, excuse me, the Roman salute, the love salute, which had nothing, absolutely nothing to do with his fascination with authoritarian regimes. Now, just a quick reminder, and let's see if I think I have this just in my Substack for you. So let me share my screen. When you do, have you been doing that love salute at your family gatherings at work? Is that how you're you know, saluting your buddies these days? I don't know, hasn't really caught on. I guess that's because you could land in jail if you did this in Germany or Austria or many other countries. So don't forget to bite your lip and grunt when you do it, because that's how it's done. And notice this little bent thumb. He likes that bent thumb maneuver. He's doing it here. He's doing it here. There's that Baphomet sign again. He's doing it here with X, Osiris, another kind of evil gesture. Oh, look who he shares it with, that bent thumb. It's just a coincidence, friends. We've been over this before. But boy, oh boy, won't I celebrate the day when this non-favorite Martian of mine fades from the world stage. Yes, it is a stage. With actors all, and I can stop exposing his evil ways. I've taken the slings and arrows, all right. People don't like having their hero questioned. They really don't. Some people didn't like that I exposed Musk as a globalist, as a despicable animal torturing globalist. I've covered that many times on my channel, whose only source of wealth was his father's emerald mine money and the US government's grants and contracts and loans to the tune of about $38 billion. Never mind that this unelected co-president, or just president, fired the very inspector generals who were investigating his violations in many of these departments for many reasons. And I've done several videos about that as well. Never mind that he got personal access to your personal data, your bank accounts, your tax returns, your home address, your pay stubs, and so much more, your W-2s, everything that went to the IRS, he got his grubby eyeballs on. I think that's how the saying goes. Never mind that he can use that information for power and control, and who knows what else. Never mind that his own government contracts go untouched, uninvestigated, and in fact, they get increased. How do you like them apples? Never mind that this not really an American wants to put a chip in your brain. Yes. And some of you are going to willingly, eagerly, and excitedly line up for it, just like you did some other of these products. And he has tortured monkeys, pigs, and sheep in his evil, unspeakable, heinous experiments that he laughs about. Are you getting the picture, friends? Never mind that this creature has gaslit millions who still believe his salute was nothing more than a love gesture. If you're not sure what I'm talking about, I've got an entire playlist on this channel, and I've got an entire series of articles on my Substack under Musk. So hopefully this Mush nightmare will be over soon, and we can concentrate on restoring our representational constitutional republic. Heaven knows we've got a lot of work to do. Friends, thank you for being on board. I'd like to get a little more snarky on Friday as we close out the week, bring a little levity to these headlines. And as I said, bring a little levity to the headlines. And I will be back with you on Monday with a live stream where you can interact in the chat. And then throughout the week, I'm going to be uploading videos, short videos, long videos, new videos, excerpts from previous videos. You can watch them at your convenience. Thank you for sharing, for commenting, for liking, for resubscribing, and most of all, for being a healthy American, a person of discernment and support. See you soon, everybody.